Here's how the sages say it in the typical Talmudic wisdom. A love that is dependent on something, if the thing disappears, the love disappears. A love that is not dependent on anything will endure. Now, what is a love that is dependent on something? If I love you for your money, if you lose your money, I may not love you anymore. Now, that's not profound wisdom. That's just plain stupid. If I love you for your money, I don't love you at all. Then we're using the word wrong. So what does it mean if you love someone for a third thing, for some, then the love won't last? There's no love to begin with. If I love you for your money, it's the money I love, not you. And why do we need sages to tell us that if the money disappears, I'm not going to love you anymore? Well, it's rather obvious. So the meaning is, when love becomes the thing, when there is a love between two people, but love has become a thing, that love is doomed. The love itself will destroy the relationship. You don't love me enough, you don't love me the right way, you don't love me my way, your way. It's the worst enemy of a good relationship. And the same, of course, is true with common sexuality. If performance or pleasure has become the thing, this relationship is finished. So that's why, in the traditional good old days, nobody spoke about sex. What is sex? That's not a conversation. You're talking about my husband? You're not talking about it, you're talking about him. Well, I don't discuss him. Let's talk about pornography for a second. This guy calls me, religious guy, and he says, maybe you can tell me, sex between my wife and myself, it's not... What can I do to make it better? And I said, you're having sex with your wife? You're disgusting. You're an animal. With your own wife? Sex is something you pay for. With your wife, you have intimacy. What are you having sex with your wife? See, we're so... Huh? Okay, so what exactly is pornography? Pornography means sex disconnected from the person. That happens in bedrooms everywhere. Pornography is not something on the internet. It's happening in everyone's bedroom. For example, they're really graphic about it. People who don't feel comfortable having sex face to face. That's pornography. I want to have sex, but I don't want to look at you. I don't want to make eye contact. That's pornography.
It's like a performance. It's something that it's performing a fantasy that's completely disembodied.
Right. It's not about you, so don't look at me. That's why oral sex is better, because it's not personal. That's why every other position is preferable. Because we don't want that person-to-person connection. I just want to have it. You stay out of it. And then it'll be better. It will be better. But then it's it. Take it a step further, and this is really getting into dangerous ground. If a couple are having sex or being intimate, but they don't want to get pregnant, in some way, that's pornography. I want it, but not with all of you. Keep the uterus out of it. But get rid of the uterus, okay? Then it will be good. Yeah, but without the uterus, I'm not a woman. Well, fine. Then don't be a woman. Just be it. So a society that hates the uterus, That's pornography. It also means you don't have respect for women. It's like saying, oh, I respect women as long as they don't have a uterus. Well, sorry. Mm-hmm. Women do have a uterus. And if you don't respect the uterus, you don't respect the woman. All the laws, almost every one of the laws that prohibits certain relationships, it's because that is not about the uterus. If it's not about the uterus, then it's not real intimacy. Well, let's put it in different words. If a man says, I have women friends, and it's platonic, it's fine, I have no problems. What does that mean? It means I can be with this woman in a room and I have no sexual feelings towards her. That makes you good friends? Have you told her that you're very comfortable with her because you don't think of her as a woman? Why don't you tell her that and see how long this friendship lasts?
You can't have
platonic?
Platonic.
There's no such thing. I mean, imagine a guy say a non-Jew.
Yeah.
Hang on.
No matter what. Yeah.
A non-Jew says to me, you know, I don't really have a lot of Jewish friends, you know, but you're different. I mean, I don't even think of you as a Jew. Thank you very much, and this relationship is over. Because if you're not relating to me as a Jew, who are you relating to?